pretending. No, I need to tell you the truth tonight. But everything is not alright in my life. And I need you like never before. I don't want to pretend anymore. No more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight. That everything is not alright in my life. And I need you like never before. I don't want to pretend anymore.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm tired of hiding my weakness. I'm so tired of trying to look strong.
Oh, blessed Lord.
I don't want to say that everything's fine when there's so much that's wrong. Tell me again that you love me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Though it's more than my heart understands.
Oh, God. Bless
and
Lord.
I will lay down
bless
the skies is
yes,
and show
God.
You who I am. Cause there's no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight. That everything is not alright in my life. And I need you like never before. Lord, I don't wanna pretend anymore. No more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight. That everything is not alright in my life. And I need you like never before. I don't want to pretend anymore. No more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight. That everything is not alright in my life. And I need you like never before. I don't wanna pretend anymore. No more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight. But everything is not alright in my life. And I need you like never before. I don't wanna pretend anymore. No more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight. Everything is not alright in my life. And I need you like never before. I don't want to pretend anymore. I can look good when I want to. I know the right things to say. I cover up what I don't want you to see, but you see them anyway. And maybe I think I can fool you, but really I'm fooling myself. Wanna change, but I don't know how, and I need your help.
Oh God, just Sister Terry, Lord, help her.
No more pretending.
Help her, Lord.
No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. Lord, I don't want to pretend anymore, no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. I don't want to pretend anymore, no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. I don't want to pretend anymore, no more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. I don't want to pretend anymore. Tired of hiding my weakness, I'm so tired of trying to look strong, and I don't want to say that everything's fine when there's so much that's wrong.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Tell me again that you love me, though it's more then my heart understands, and I will lay down my disguises and show you who I am. Lord, no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. Lord, I don't wanna pretend anymore, no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. I don't wanna pretend anymore, no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. I don't wanna pretend anymore, no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, that everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. I don't wanna pretend anymore, no more pretending. No more pretending. Lord, I know I need to tell you the truth tonight, but everything is not alright in my life, and I need you like never before. I don't wanna pretend anymore.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. Precious Savior.
Here I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living. This is the daily bread.
Oh God.
This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me, and I'm desperate for you. And I'm desperate for you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living,
oh, Lamb
in
of God.
Me.
Hallelujah.
This is my daily bread.
Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
This is my daily bread.
Oh, God.
Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you.
Oh, God.
And I,
hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you, and I'm lost without you, and I'm desperate for you. And
oh, Jesus,
I'm
hallelujah,
lost without
hallelujah.
You. I'm lost without This is the air I breathe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. every word spoken to me, and I'm lost without you, and I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you, and I'm lost without you, as we are praying today for each other's needs. I felt the desperation coming from me. I don't know where I'd be without God tonight. Everything that I have, all of His righteousness, I can't have it without Him. I think if we just sing the song like we're talking to God, let Jesus know that we need Him. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. Lost without you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread. Your very word spoken to me. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. And I'm desperate for you. And I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you. I'm lost without you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Can you feel God likes this? He loves his young people, you know that? Amen. Praise God, praise God.
Hi, how y'all doing today? I don't get out too often, but I did want to say that I believe I've told everybody here that has come down from Missouri how much I do appreciate them. Brother Mark, have I told you? I think if I haven't, thank you. And I know it's a hassle. If it had been the other way around, I don't know if I could do it. I really just don't know. I know God would really have to move on my heart to just pick up and move and trust him and all that. And I can imagine what all y'all have gone through. And I've seen what y'all have gone through, worrying about jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And y'all really have gone through something. And I wanted to say it again. I've got it before and said thank you. But I also want to get up and say thank you for the people that stayed here and stuck it out. You know, Brother Weiniger, Sister Weiniger. You know, the other saints, Brother Crow, Sister Crow. I could just name other saints. And we had Satan walk through here, it seemed like. You know, we had a hard time. There's storms and tempests and everything else come through here. And people got blown away and they didn't come back. But there were some here that stuck it out. And I want to say thank you to those that have stuck it out. Because whether a church would be here or not, if Missouri didn't come down, I have no idea. But there was people that stuck it out. And I want to say thank you to those people out there. That's all I got to say.
And the scripture teaches that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. So that's why we stayed. Anyways, so much for that. I'm just thinking about the youth tonight. I'm not a youth, and I know this is your service, but we just want to tell you that we're behind you 100%. I just thought when all y'all were participating, I thought that when I come into the body, I was 17 years old, And I just thought when y'all was taking part, I thought how wonderful it'd been if I'd had the opportunity to have gathered with the youth, but I didn't. I gathered with what I call the older people, 40 years old, but that's young now. 50 and 60 is young. 70 and 80 is young. Well, you know, if you're young at heart, they say that's what counts. And so I try to be young at heart. And I don't want to act too young, but I don't want to be silly. But I just like to be happy. And I like to enjoy life. And like I was telling you about how I've told the young people here how that back when I come into the body, Methodist people, I walk for miles to get to be in church. And I mean, a lot of times I walk by myself to the meetings, and I gathered with the older ladies that I've called old people. And I was the only young person because some of the rest of them, they didn't care about doing that. So I did. And I gathered with them, and we prayed. Some of the older sisters that we had a lot of confidence in, that we met and we had prayer meeting, and we prayed that the Lord would send us someone that could teach us what the Word of God really meant. We could read it, we could read the Scriptures, but we wanted to know what it meant. And you know what? I gathered with them and we prayed. We had prayer meetings many times. And a minister of this body of people come into our community and started teaching us this wonderful gospel. And I'm glad that I stayed on the job. I'm glad that I gathered with those old ladies. I enjoyed them, and I didn't mind the age difference. It doesn't bother me because I wasn't going there for that. I wanted God. And I just want to tell you that you can stick on the job. I'm getting to be old and gray now, but I'm not old. I'm just young old, you know. But anyway, God is good to us, and I just appreciate this way, and I've never grown tired of it. I've never become bored. There's been a little times that I've got a little bit discouraged, not with the way, but of things that went on. But I mean, I'm really sold on this gospel. I mean, to me, this is it. And I won't say that you can't change me, because they say what you say you won't do, that's what you'll do. But I'm not planning on it. I have no thought in my mind, because to me, this is it. And I appreciate the Lord, and I'm glad for what He's done for me. And He's proven to me that that He is the real thing, and that many things that I've gone through, experiences that I've gone through, the Lord has proved to me that this is His body. And that He is going to have a people that's going to rule and reign forever. So tonight I'm just thankful that I'm one of those young people that stayed on the job. And like I say, there's many times that I was the only young person. But I sat there and listened to those older sisters that they done all they know to do, of course. And then we was kind of foolish, but we was sincere. We were sincerely foolish, but anyway, that's the way it was. And we had foot washing, and we didn't know, you know, the Bible taught foot washing, but we didn't know what it all meant. So we went and had our feet washed. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I was getting my feet washed, and I was kind of a shy person then. And at the time that I was getting my feet washed, I was caught up in the Spirit. And I seen that, if you'd call it a vision, I don't know what it was. But we was praying that the Lord would send us someone who could teach us what the Word of God meant. I mean, we was praying too. We wasn't playing. And we didn't go to have a gossip session. We was praying because we meant business for God. So anyway, I had this vision. I seen this beautiful pathway across the sky. And I seen a man and a woman on this pathway, and they was real godly people. And I knew that meant something, because I didn't know. I went out in space, I'll tell you for sure. I didn't know what was going on. But that was a wonderful experience. And I wish that I had kept a diary on things like that. But that was in the spring and in the fall. The minister of this body come to that community. And I got to enjoy the wonderful things of God. And as I've told you before, I read scriptures in the Bible that I had no idea what it meant. It scared me to death to read it in Revelations, and all about the woman that clothed the sun and the moon under feet, and the dragon. that his third tail pulled a third part of the stars down. I might not be quoting it right, but you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, this minister, when he come, I didn't even ask him questions. That was in my mind, and I really wanted to know. And I said to myself, sometime I'll find somebody can tell me what that means. I had no idea that anyone could ever tell me, because people were scared of revelations then. They thought it was so far out and beyond that nobody knew what it meant. But they was taking it literal, and it is a spiritual, has a spiritual application. So anyway, this minister got to preaching, and I'll tell you, he went down the line, he answered every one of those questions, and I said, oh, I knew, in my mind I said, I knew somewhere somebody would tell me what that meant. And I was so happy, and I'm so glad that I've stayed on the job. I just, I have no idea of anything else to do. This, to me, this has been wonderful. It's still wonderful. And I've gone, not pinning the bouquet on myself, but I wanted God. I really wanted God. And I've gathered with the older ladies many a time and enjoyed what they said and enjoyed the Spirit of God. And I knew that we was doing the best we could do. And like I said about foot washing, I'm glad I know now what foot washing means. It don't mean washing natural feet, because my feet was clean. And why wash somebody's feet that's clean? And most people back then that went to foot washing, their feet was already clean. Of course, there's a few. I heard about a few that had dirty feet and all, but that wasn't the case with me. But anyway, well, really and truly, when you come think about it, if you're going to foot washing, well, if they go wash your feet, well, they need to get the job done, you know, get it clean. So, but anyway, I'm glad that I know that it means more than that. So anyway, it's been a wonderful journey. I can truthfully say that it's been a wonderful journey. And I've gone to church a many times. My friends didn't go, but I wanted God. But because the Lord was dealing with me, and I knew that he was. And so, as I've told you before, that a bunch of the young people gathered one Sunday and in the back end of a pickup truck, and we was all country kids, so we just, whatever way we had to go, that's way that we went. So we went into town, and they was all going to go to show. Well, I knew that I couldn't go to show because we was taught not to. And so I thought, well, now what will I do? But I didn't worry about it. I knew I'd take care of the situation. So anyway, I told her, and I was dating Harlan at the time, and so some of his folks said, well, you ought to be ashamed not to go to show with him. I said, look, he knew when he was going with me that I didn't go to show. So that's it. You know, that settled it. So one of the girls, she said, I was going to sit in the truck and wait till they all got out of the show. And, you know, we used to go to town, and the people passing by was entertaining to us, you know. And so I thought, well, I'll entertain myself till they get out of the show. One of my girlfriends, she kind of felt sorry for me, and she sat in the truck with me until they got out of the show and all. But I just knew I couldn't go. I had no desire to go. And I knew that they knew what I professed. And had I gone, I would have ruined the confidence. And I thought, I cannot do that. I just can't. So anyway, I didn't feel like that I missed anything by seeing the show, because I mean, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to entertain yourself that is right, that, you know, that wouldn't bother you in any way. So anyway, I just want to tell you young people to take advantage of all this wonderful getting together and testifying and preaching and shouting. Because I'll tell you what, it'll pay off. It'll pay off. So just stay on the job and just feel honored of God that you get to come here in a beautiful church with beautiful people, and you get to lift up the name of Jesus and just be encouraged. And you say, well, people say something about us. Don't mind that. Don't mind that. Because I've had things said to me, and I always had a good answer for them. So just don't let people get you down. Just hold your head high. And let the Lord bless you and keep going on, because this will pay off. This is a wonderful way. And I can truthfully say this is a great way, because I know I was there when it happened, and I guess I ought to know.
I wanted to get up and just thank everybody for all their prayers, and I know there was a lot of them. And just get up and most of all just thank God that he came through, and I knew he would, but in his own time and when we needed it the most. And I was just sitting here thinking, I kind of feel like Elisha when he asked Elijah for a double blessing, and kind of feel like I got a double blessing. So it's just really good to be here, and I just appreciate everybody and all your prayers, and just continue to pray for us. And I love everybody here.
Testify. Whatever he does, we want him to feel a part.
Glad to be here in Little Rock for the first time in my life. So. Coming back from the meeting, made Batesville and come by here. The young people, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all really made me feel good with that. I love Jesus. How about you? I've thought many a time, we need a little pep rally every now and then. And I got to see a pep rally. Something to get us up and get us going. And God, he's been... you know, so good to us, every one of us. He's been especially good to me. I have not always stayed in church. I was raised in church and got out for a while. And I knew I shouldn't. I did things I shouldn't do. I also knew when I did them that it was going to cost me. And it ended up costing me everything I had. Everything. I got to a point where all I had was just a suitcase full of clothes and a car. But through it all, he was there. Yes, yes. He never left me. And what you get here right now, what you're hearing from these elders, this, and what you feel, what you find from God, it will not leave you. You can walk away from it. You can try to walk away from it, but it will not leave you. God will not forsake you. He'll always be there. And he's been there for me when I was in the lowest point I thought I could ever get. He was there for me. He's been so wonderful. And I've learned many a lesson. I've learned them very hard, and it's not fun when you learn a lesson the hard way. But I'm thankful for the opportunity. I can't remember how long it's been since I've been in a youth service. I'll be honest with you, I don't remember the last youth service I was in. But I've been through some pretty rough things. I've gone through a stroke at the age of 38. I have several things wrong with me, and a few couple years ago I ended up having to file for disability, and I was glad I could walk in here tonight without having to use my cane. And God has made it possible. But there's been times when I could barely move, and but he's always been there, even through those times. It's something you can count on. Where you may not be able to count on anybody else in this world, he is the one you can count on. And I appreciate that. You know, I appreciated the words when I was going through all the things that I've been going through in the past that I remembered from a child, hearing my dad preach, my granddad, and other ministers in the body. We didn't meet the body until I was about 16 years old. I didn't get all the teachings that the body had. And I'm still learning. And I'm 50 years old now, and I'm still learning. And I hope I never quit learning, you know, because it's just not a good thing when you quit being able to receive and understand. This is, to me, it's just not a good deal. But I'm glad for what he's done for me, for allowing me to be here, and I'll try to sing this. I don't know if I can or not. key of F. Time after time I went searching for peace in some void. I was trying to blame all my ills on this world I was in. Surface relationships used me till I was done in. And all of the while he was begging to free me from sin. Was there all the time? He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there all the time. Never again will I search for life's fake rainbows in. Now that I found the answer, my life is just starting to run. And sharing each new day with him is a cup of fresh life. And oh, what I missed, he was waiting right here all the time. Was there all the time? He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there. Thank you.
there all the time. He was there all the time, waiting patiently in line. He was there.
This has been good tonight. I'm glad I was here. Glad I got to be in on this. And appreciate our youth. I think they probably practice a song for tonight, but we'll just box it up. Use it next time. And I always like to have a little left over, a little extra. And I wanted to tell everybody that kept some of the Brownsville people, Mexico people, how much I appreciated your labor of love, your willingness to make sacrifices. And I know they called. Brother Bud called to let us know how much he appreciated it. And so, one day we'll need a bed, and the Lord will make sure we have one. And I'll tell you, God's working something in my heart that's just making me have such a great appreciation for everyone, all of God's people. God's healing the body right now, and I've watched the Lord. You know, it's really a miracle how God put this body back together, and He's still working on it. Did you know we had to get to a place? The brethren that God moved on to bring it about had to get to a place that they quit trying to figure out who done what, right or wrong, or why things happened the way they did, but they just realized we need to be together. And that we needed to drop the things that caused division or problems. And I began to realize myself that, you know, even I looked at the scriptures in Zechariah where God said, He divided Israel one time. Do you know that? And then he's the one that is gathering us together. This is his work. Of course, we have to respond to him. I understand that. But when you see the overall picture of God, and you see how God works, it gives you an appreciation for all of us. Even those of us, if we failed him somewhere. I look at people that have had problems or failed God, and then God helped them, and they were able to be recovered or restored. And I have appreciation for them, because I don't know if I'd have been in their shape if I'd have made it out as good as they did, if I'd have done as good as they did. All of us, can we say that if it wasn't for God, we don't know where we'd be today. If God hadn't helped us, if the Lord hadn't have done something. So, and I can tell you today, I'm confident there would be a church here in Little Rock, regardless if Republic was here or not. It's God. This is God's work. He's the one building it. It's not man, and it's not dependent upon man. God is the one that sets these things. He's the one that puts sets up pillars in the kingdom of heaven, and calls us, and he sustains during times. If you look how Israel was, so I'm thankful for the Republic people that moved, but the reason we did and the reason we was able to is because God helped us, and if God put that on us, and so that's why we was able to do it. We couldn't have done it either if it hadn't have been for the Lord, but he made a way. And so you'd have been able to have done the same thing if he'd have asked you to do it. You might not believe it, but you could have. But the thing about it is, I'm so thankful for y'all being here. If y'all hadn't have received us the way you have, it wouldn't have worked. So everybody's got a part. And then not only those that stayed or those that moved, but those that left. I have appreciation for every one of them. If I'd have been where they were, I may not even been able, I have to have an appreciation for what God's working in their life. They're his children. And I have a love for them, and I might not have done as good as them if I would have been in their position, if I'd have been in their place. There's whole churches that's pulled out of this, and they couldn't help it because that's what the church did. If you was in that church, that's where you'd have been. If you'd have been your mom and daddy. I'll tell you, before God gets through with us, he's going to have us loving one another and appreciating everything about one another. And he's going to mix us in together so good that we're just going to be thankful that we're here, that we got to be a part, and that he held us and kept us. Hallelujah. And to see God working these children, working in their lives, and I have great expectation for our youth here in this church. I still believe it's a day for the youth and the body of Christ to begin to take this message to the world, their world, their cities, their areas, their communities. Begin to live it, talk to everybody they get around about it, bring them in. I think God's going to use young people in a great way. If you want to get something done, get the youth involved. They'll get things going. If you're not careful, you don't watch them, they'll run away with the horses. But if you can just find the brakes every once in a while to help them slow down enough so us old folks can go too, well, they'll help things move along. So we appreciate you, young people, and it's a witness to us. Services like tonight, it's a witness that God's interested in you. The covering comes in here like it did just a simple service with testimonies and young people trying to add a part, and God come in and a covering and an atmosphere be presented before us that you can't resist and you can't deny. It helps me to know God, He's in the business of saving His people and raising up and edifying and coming and manifesting Himself in the body of Christ to a lost and desperate world. So this has been good, hasn't it? Why don't we just stand, give Him a praise before we go home. Yes, Sister Hutchinson. Over them, protect them, all of it. Let's remember that as we close this service. Let's give Him a praise. Oh God, thank you, Jesus. Oh Lamb of God, oh, we love you tonight, Lord. We're so appreciative of you. And thank you for your covering, for your presence tonight, God, for touching our assembly, Lord, each one. God, I'm thankful for everyone that's here. Every one of us, God, help us to be one of one another. Make us one, Lord. Oh, God, I feel you working in our lives and in our hearts. Hallelujah. Touch this carload of young people, Lord. Protect them as they travel tonight on their way home. Go with each one of us here, Lord. Go with the Batesville people as they travel home. Protect them. Watch over them. Those that are traveling back from the meeting. Brother Marshall, God protect him. Watch over him. Bless him, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord. Praise your name tonight, Lord. We glorify you. We appreciate you. We're looking to you and trusting in you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Precious Lord, precious Lord. Direct our lives. Lead us into your will. Amen. All right. Shake hands and be friendly. Popsicles are downstairs. The ping pong, huh?
We're gonna do nachos too, if anybody wants to stay.
What?
Nachos left over.
Oh, have nachos. They also have nachos for anyone that wants to stay over. So everyone's welcome downstairs.